since I rented a car this week. Thank you, Uncle Brumby. And it's got, you know, Sirius XM radio. And so because I'm on campus and because I'm up in Rantoul, like, all I've listened to is the 90s station, just so I can, like, I don't know, relive 1995 and Kiwan Garrison, Jerry G go to Duke and beat Duke around Christmas, and I get to celebrate. Anyway, I gotta turn that down. So I have this tradition, and it's kind of annoying because you can hear highway noise, but I have this tradition as I drive away from Rantoul to record one of these and record my thoughts. So that's what I'm doing right now. That was a great intro. So what did I watch? I watched 7 practices and a scrimmage. The 8th practice moved indoors and was closed to the media on Sunday. So I was going to watch 8 and a scrimmage, and it was just 7 and a scrimmage. So I guess this is the general thoughts. Let's start with the scrimmage. I'm going to turn Coolio down here. The beginning of that scrimmage was the best I've seen Wes Lunt look since the Texas State game, probably. Yeah, it would have to be the Texas State game. This spring, they were installing some new things for Lunt, and there were a couple scrimmages where he was just bad. I mean, everybody has an off night, right? You know, it's not, you're not gonna every single play, every single down be on top of your game. Well, this spring, I thought he really struggled in some of the things they were doing with him. And it wasn't until the spring game that he had a good game. Well, tonight, they started with what I call overtime drill, which is start at the 25 and you've got to score. You know, if it forces third down, you can go for it. But same as the college overtime. You get the ball at the 25 and you're either kicking a field goal or you're scoring a touchdown. First play, touchdown. They bring it back to the 25. Now, this is the first string offense playing the second string defense. Second play, 25-yard touchdown. So, 2 plays, 2 25-yard touchdowns, which would make for a great overtime. Third series, I believe they ran it a couple times to Ferguson. Touchdown, I think maybe 2 runs of Ferguson. And then the fourth series, maybe it was 1 pass and then 2 Keyshawn Vaughn runs for a touchdown. So 4 series against the second string defense, and they scored all 4 times. And West was sharp and comfortable. And granted, there wasn't, you know, it's not like there was a heavy rush because this is the first string line, and they better be able to stop our second string defensive line. But it was really good. He was smooth and comfortable and lobbed it well. The 2 touchdowns were accurate. And even at the end of the week when he was throwing in practice, he was just comfortable. And I mean, when that kid is on, it's a thing to see. I mean, he doesn't even have to, like, zip the 25-yard out. He just is a natural thrower of the football. So that was encouraging. And then the second string offense came on with the first string defense, and what needed to happen happened. They, you know, tackles for loss and 3rd and 14 and everything else. Really, there was only one, the second string offense only scored once in that drill on 4 drives. And it was kind of I don't want to say lucky, but they just threw a jump ball that could have maybe been picked. In the corner of the end zone, and I think it was Sam Mays, the freshman, who came down with it. So, you know, the first 8 drives of the scrimmage, which were just, it's like 8 periods of overtime, basically, you saw exactly what you needed to see. The first string on fire and tearing up the second string. Times when we haven't seen that, it usually tells the story that there's going to be some struggles, you know, later on in the season. For example, if the first-string offense can't even move the ball in the second-string defense, there's a problem. And if the second-string offense is moving it at will on the first-string defense, there's a problem. But there wasn't that tonight, and that was encouraging. If For the rest of the scrimmage, a couple players stuck out. That'd be Caleb Reams, the freshman tight end. Gosh, he was really, really solid. Running people over and staying on his feet. Like, just lowering his shoulder and run through you and then keep going. He did it three times. Now, granted, this was usually in threes on threes. So you're talking about a third-string safety he's running over, or maybe a walk-on cornerback. So it's not like he's doing this against you know, Penn State or something. So there's a long way to go. But what you watch for with freshmen in scrimmages like this is exactly that. Who's going to stick out? Who, when you put the threes against the threes, who shouldn't be with the threes? And I think tonight that was Caleb Reams. I still think he redshirts. Once they get Andrew Davis back, the JUCO tight end, and once Tyler White is fully healthy, which I think tonight was his first practice, he's been sick for a week, then I think they can handle the tight end, and maybe some of Tim Clary is the kind of the blocking tight end. And so I think they have what they need at tight end this year. But Caleb Reams is certainly a name to watch for the future. Other guys who had a good scrimmage, I think Jimmy Fitzgerald, the freshman quarterback, had a really good scrimmage. Threw a couple really nice balls to Tyron Stone Davis, and threw one of Reams' touchdowns and everything else. And the guy who didn't have a good scrimmage was Chase Crouch. He looked rattled and didn't complete many passes. And that's fine. You know, that's why you do these scrimmages, and now they're going to take him back and go through the film with him, and he's, you know, just a redshirt freshman. But he's also the second-string quarterback. And if something were to happen to Wes Lunt, and given that he's been injured four times in his, 13 college football games, four injuries and four separate games, there's a pretty good chance you're going to have to go to your second-string quarterback, at least for a period this year. And that second-string quarterback had a rough night. So, overall, Rantoul impressions. I think I may have written this, and it really hasn't changed. Everything's pretty much dead even. And that is either a really good thing or a really bad thing. I do this every year, and sometimes it will be a defensive Rantoul, and sometimes it will be an offensive Rantoul. I think the last 2 years, the offense was a little ahead of the defense. In fact, 2 years ago, a lot ahead of the defense. This year, they were neck and neck. So, as I said in the post the other night, that either means they're both performing at a 9, and we're going to have a really good season, or they're both performing at a 4, and when they have to face even average teams, we're in trouble. So it was really hard, this Rantoul, to get a read on things. The experience is there. The depth is there, except for defensive end, where Kenny Nelson's still injured and Jihad Ward got injured and Paul James left the school. So there's depth there. Defensive tackles look good. Cornerbacks look good. You know, there's players that can be used. It's just a question of making it all gel. I know that sounds cliche, but you know, all the pieces are there, and it's time to win. So I am driving back to St. Louis. My vacation is over. This is depressing for me. I mean, I'm happy to get home to see my wife, obviously, but you know, this is fun for me. Rantoul is a vacation. Rantoul is my sitting on the beach with a drink in my hand. So send some thoughts my way tonight as I'm driving back to St. Louis, just like the guy getting on the plane at the airport, leaving the beach and heading to 22 degrees in snow. Go Lion.